From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Nigeria's president-elect Muhammadu Buhari says he cannot promise that authorities will find the 219 Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped a year ago by Boko Haram militants. His comments come Tuesday as the country is marking the one-year anniversary of the mass abduction. Here we hear young girls marching. Meanwhile, Amnesty International says the militants have abducted at least 2,000 women in Nigeria since 2014. Daniel Iyer is an Amnesty International's Nigeria researcher.
The abduction of 276 girls from Chibok was just one case amongst many. What our report shows is that many of these girls and women have been tortured, they've been raped, forced into marriage with Boko Haram members, and some have even been trained as fighters.
And now to Somalia, where the militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing and assault of a government complex in the capital of Mogadishu. A security ministry spokesman tells VOA Somali service that 18 people were killed and at least 15 others wounded in the attack on the country's higher education ministry. A witness said the militants set off a car bomb outside the ministry walls, allowing the attackers to storm the building and open fire. This is Dr. Abdul Qadir Abdurrahman Aden of the head of Mogadishu an ambulances service speaking to VOA Somali service. He says they were a half kilometer away and heard the sound of the explosion as they rushed to the scene. They saw dead and wounded and collected the bodies of 15 people. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is in Washington Tuesday. He's set to make his case to the president for a marked increase in U.S. military aid to fight Islamic State militants. VOA News. Nuclear talks between Iran and world powers will resume on April 21st at the deputy level. That's according to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif Tuesday. Iran, the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany reached a preliminary deal on Iran's disputed nuclear program this month and are aiming to reach a final accord by the end of June. Several disagreements remain that include how quickly sanctions would be lifted under a final deal. Zarif spoke about those sanctions during a visit to Madrid.
As long as this instrument of coercion and pressure is kept there, I think people will never have the peace of mind that is needed in order to implement a good agreement.
Meanwhile, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged countries which impose sanctions over Iran on Iran over its nuclear program to keep a unified approach to removing them, adding that there was still lots of work to do. Meanwhile, in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry briefs lawmakers in the Senate Tuesday after speaking with Congressman Monday about the framework nuclear agreement with Iran. Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters ahead of that closed-door session.
We hope Congress will listen carefully and ask the questions that it wants, but also give us the space and the time to be able to complete a very difficult task.
The Obama administration is eager to hold off legislation that would restrict President Obama's ability to suspend or lift sanctions on Iran as part of any final deal. A Ukrainian military spokesman says six soldiers have been killed in clashes with Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine. He told reporters Tuesday that six soldiers were killed and 12 wounded in a 24-hour period in Donetsk. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that its investigations into attacks by Syrian government forces last month in Idlib province strongly suggest that the military dropped barrel bombs with toxic chemicals. The group said that based on reports from witnesses as well as audio and video from those attack sites, there were strong indications of chemical attacks. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote Tuesday on a draft resolution that would impose an arms embargo on the leaders of Yemen's Houthi rebels, as well as demanding that the group withdraw from Sana'a and other areas it's captured. That measure was drafted by Jordan and Arab Gulf countries. Hillary Clinton returned to Iowa Tuesday just 2 days after formally announcing her 2016 campaign for the White House. Clinton will meet with students and teachers at a small community college in the town of Monticello as part of a two-day tour of the state. The former First Lady, U.S. Senator and Secretary of State enters the race as a clear favorite to win the Democratic nomination. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.